Amy Awad is the Human Rights Coordinator for the National Council of Canadian Muslims. Hello, Amy.
Yes, hello.
Tell us about the National Council of Canadian Muslims.
Well, the National Council of Canadian Muslims is a Muslim civil liberties and advocacy organization. We work in the areas of increasing civic engagement among Muslims, defending their rights and civil liberties of both Muslims and all Canadians. We changed our name in the summer, but we've been operating for almost 14 years now.
Why is the National Council of Canadian Muslims opposing the secular charter?
Well, I think that it actually goes very much against the work that we've been doing over the past 14 years, which is to try to increase the participation of Muslims and help them integrate better and contribute more to Canadian society. By excluding a certain group of Muslim women from public sector jobs or potentially receiving services, we significantly undermine that objective. It makes Muslims feel they can't participate in the civil service, and even people that wouldn't want to participate in the civil service now feel that they're not reflected in society, that they don't have an equal stake as everyone else.
Does the council see any redeeming value in the secular charter?
Well, we're actually not against the underlying principles of secularism and gender equality, which we think are quite laudable and that the government should legitimately be pursuing. We're just concerned about the means that were adopted. So the actual statement of, you know, secularism as a value or the entrenchment of gender equality, we don't see any problems with those. We do see a problem with using invitation measures that will exclude people from the outset.
Can you think of any changes that might cause the council to support Bill 60?
I think that if the restriction on religious symbols, as they call them, but we tend to see them as religious clothing that people wear out of conviction. If those restrictions were removed and maybe replaced by something like a requirement to take an oath of neutrality or some other measure that would ensure that people act objectively as opposed to having to look all the same, I think we would definitely consider supporting it in that situation.
Do you think that Bill 60 reflects Quebecois values? And when we talk about the charter, whose values are we talking about?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. At least some of the values that I was born and grew up in Montreal, and some of the values that I saw when I was living there was an acceptance for diversity, kind of a rallying around key democratic values through the protection of religious freedom, acceptance, kind of not anti-xenophobia, and progressiveness generally. And then that, I think that's probably the defining value of Quebec society if we want to kind of contrast it to the rest of Canada and even the world, that it's a progressive democracy. So that value is not being reflected in this particular chart, in this secularism charter, which is one that looks more to uniformity as opposed to progressive values.
Do you think that the Parti Québécois government is interested in having an honest debate about values or individual freedoms or even about religion's place in Québécois society?
It's really hard to speculate on what their political interests would be. I think that there is some interest in discussing values, but at least the perspective and the approach that they've taken is one of exclusion as opposed to open discussion, one where you both speak and also listen and hear what other people have to say.
Supporters of the charter say they favor the neutrality of the state. Do you think that's a reasonable position to take in what's essentially already a secular society?
Well, the idea of favoring the state being neutral, I think, is very reasonable, and it is, for the most part, I mean, Quebec and even the rest of Canada is a secular society. There may actually still be pockets where religion does have some influence in the activities of the state. And in those areas, I think it is legitimate to look and consider as a society whether we want to take further steps to secularize the Quebec. That being said, that position doesn't justify the kind of measures that are presented in Bill 60. Which actually don't aim to secularize the state, but to secularize individuals. Individuals that are working in the state or that are affiliated with the state or receive services from the state. And that's, I think, a completely different objective, and it's not a reasonable one in a society that recognizes religious freedom.
Okay, if the secular charter, Bill 60, is passed into law, how do you think society will perceive minority rights in the province in the future?
Well, there's certainly a segment of society that has already taken the position that minority rights are something that don't need to be respected. And we can see that by an increase in in hate crimes and hate speech directed at Canadian Muslims since the announcement of this project. And I can imagine that this will just embolden individuals that approach this issue from that perspective, that they see this as, an acknowledgement that their values or their way of doing things is supreme, and they don't need to respect or extend, an ear of understanding to those that might approach things in a different way.
Okay, last question. If the charter passes in the National Assembly, do you see the results being challenged in court?
Absolutely. I mean, I think this is not what I see, but this is what I've heard many different individuals and groups saying, that they would challenge it in court, including, the federal government. Yeah.
How clearly does it infringe on the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms and the Quebec Charter of Human Rights?
I think it's pretty clear. I mean, the president of the Quebec Human Rights Commission has come out with a position that says that this is a clear infringement of the Quebec Charter. And the jurisprudence in relation to the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms is also quite clear. Unless there's a significant, you have to have a very strong justification in order to exclude individuals or prevent them from expressing their religion. And here I don't think the government has any such justification.
Do you see the courts ultimately stopping Bill 60 from becoming law?
It will become law before it can go to the courts. So if the legislature decides to pass it in a majority, then it will be a law for a certain period of time. I expect after that there will be legal challenges. Depending on the format and the way that it's passed in the legislature, those challenges may or may not be effective. There's been a lot of talk right now in the charter hearings about using the notwithstanding clause. So that would, in law anyways, insulate it from legal challenges. At least one under the charter.
Amy Awad is the Human Rights Coordinator for the National Council of Canadian Muslims. Thank you for speaking with us today.
Oh, my pleasure.